Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening in the sky above us for not only today, but for the week ahead. Happy Monday, everybody. Here in the Pacific Northwest, it is day four of what feels like an apocalyptic scene outside. Terrible fog, haze from smoke. And it's just disgusting. It's gross. And it makes me realize what a nuclear winter might look like if ever we were stupid enough to do something like that, have a nuclear war, because it's just terrible. The degrees, temperature dropped probably 10 degrees over what it was last week, just because there's no sun. Yesterday, I thought maybe for a minute, just for a second, toward like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I could see the sun. You could even look at it, because it was behind so much smoke and clouds, and then it was gone. So I was hoping it was going to clear up. They say maybe later today. We'll just have to see. But I didn't realize how much I would miss the sun. It's different here when it's raining, right? There's a purpose to it all. But this just feels claustrophobic. It feels, just like I said, apocalyptic. The whole world feels upside down. All right, well, hopefully you all had a great weekend. Let's chat about what is going on in the stars and also take a look ahead at the week's energy. As far as the week is concerned, it's not a terribly crazy week. We do have the new moon coming up on Thursday. We also have today a sun trine Pluto, which we'll go into more in just a moment. Tomorrow's probably the most energetic day besides Sunday that we have. The new moon, you know, adds good energy into the field. Tomorrow we have Venus squaring Uranus, upsets in relationships and in the way that we relate to one another. As well, the sun takes and moves into the gate 6, called the gate of impact in some circles, because it is a very, it's a gate that can indicate love or war. Gate 36 is where the earth will be, which indicates turbulence. So the week itself promises to be a bit of an up and down sort of week, emotional, as both of those gates sit on the emotional center. So expect that emotional field to be triggered in big ways off and on throughout the week. Then Wednesday's our only pause, right? The day that we have a pause where we can breathe a little, get some perspective before the moon goes into the new stage. So we have some time to consider everything that's happened, what's happening, what direction you want to go, what are your intentions for the upcoming time period. So everything is sort of in the void, if you will, on Wednesday. Thursday's the new moon, and on Sunday, Mercury squares Pluto. And that's another level of the contacts this week between the moon and Pluto, the sun and Pluto, and Mercury and Pluto. And of course, we know of Pluto as the planet of transformation and the planet of power and power struggles, and a lot of the regenerative energies that have been happening here on the planet. The destruction that's hopefully leading to a new construction has been coming because of Pluto's power in the sign of Capricorn. So we have some possibilities for further destruction. We have some possibilities for the first seedlings to pop up through the ground for the things that we have set in motion, and possibly even some transformational types of energy where things can change in a heartbeat. So that's our week ahead. Not particularly difficult, not particularly easy, but we've had worse. We've had worse weeks to work through. Let's take a look and say good morning to people who are showing up. Good morning, Amy and Kimberly, Elisa, J-Lo, Asa, hello there. Tati, hello. Sylvester, nice to see you. Mimi says, greetings. My thoughts are with all on the West Coast. Yes, thank you, Mimi. We appreciate that. Elisa, here in Southern Oregon, so much loss from all of these fires. Very devastating. Grateful I still have a roof over my head. My niece's son just got married, and they moved into an apartment. I think this might be in Medford area, down in Southern Oregon. And his girlfriend, wife now, is pregnant, and their apartment went up in smoke, and they lost everything. And of course, just young and starting out, they didn't have insurance. renter's insurance, so pretty devastating. Some people are just losing everything. Christine Buckingham, good morning to you. And stay safe, Elisa. You know, stay safe, everybody, because I know here in Washington, I don't think we're dealing with any new fires. Oregon and California, I'm just not sure of anymore because it's just so devastating, right? I mean, any little fire is going to just add to that devastation. On the good news, the Seahawks won yesterday and the Patriots won for my friend Debbie out there. It was interesting because I had no desire for football, and you guys know how I love football. No desire whatsoever. I just was like, oh, no audience, right? No spectators. There's no cheering. I mean, you know, how's that going to even be a football game, right? Part of the experience is just hearing the roar of the crowds and all of that. So I walked into my oldest daughter's house and she had the Seahawks game on. That's all it took. I was hooked. I was back in it, back in the swing of football. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it might be in my imagination. I had really built up this season as a bummer, but it really wasn't, right? It really wasn't. They had fake crowd sounds, which was kind of stupid, but the games were good. And that felt good to have some little thing of normalcy to grab onto out there in a world that's literally gone mad. Anyway, Asa says, sending healing, love, and light to everybody on the West Coast. Thank you, Asa. Debbie, good morning, everyone. Peace, love, and blessings. Thank you much. Jennifer Peachy, good morning. Rueda, hello. Ursula, good morning to you. Laura Hammer, great to see you out there this morning. And anybody else who's with us, good to have you with joining us this morning in the morning show. All right. So today's energy, the moon is sitting in the sign of Leo. And Leo, of course, a sign that represents the heart, our heart and soul, and our creativity. And as well, it is a sign known for its generosity and its real givingness. It is also a sign known for its dignity, its strength. If you think of the tarot card, the strength card, that is a very Leo picture on the Rider-Waite deck anyway. And it is also a sign known for determination. So all of these qualities are in play here today. The moon spends the entire day. I didn't even check to see when the next void would be. And that actually will be on the 15th. So tomorrow morning, just for a couple of hours before the moon moves into Virgo and we prepare for the Virgo new moon on Thursday. Just a reminder, this week is also the week we will have Pia and Colin Baird Smith with us to talk about the Pleiadian Earth calendar for 2021 and also taking a look at the new book and just a chance for you all to pick their brains if you have questions and to hear from their point of view what this is all about. So I'm excited about that. That'll be at 8 o'clock, our usual time here on Thursday on the YouTube. Let's see, today also with the moon in Leo, we have just a couple of transits of the moon triggering some things for us. One is a square from the moon to Uranus. You know what that means. Surprise! Upsets, things that don't go the way you think they're going to go. So today's a day to expect the unexpected. And I think today there may be just a little bit of an air of disagreement, of contrariness, of upset enough. So for me to say, agree to disagree, right? Just say, I still love you. We can still be friends. I don't care what you believe. I know what I believe. It doesn't make you wrong. I'm not wrong. So agree to disagree, keep the peace, and not get caught up in pointless arguments and cause damage to relationships, etc. If we can't even do that in our personal relationships, how do you expect governments to be able to do that, communities to be able to do that, right? Those governments and those communities are made up of us as individuals. And if we can't find a way to peace in our personal lives, it's not going to happen in our communities and in the bigger, wider world. So we have that as an opportunity today. Every time the moon comes into some form of connection to Uranus, it gives us that opportunity to awaken, right? To have a bit of a revelation and get outside of the old thoughts of what things can be or who we are, who other people are, and how we can get along. There's also a sextile to Mercury today. Mercury, as you know, just newly into the sign of Libra, a sign of tact and diplomacy, of the three C's, collaboration, cooperation, and co-creation. So we have that. A sextile is a smooth flow of the energy between the planets. So we have thinking, speaking, all happening maybe with clear clarity or with clear focus, being able to concentrate on what it is we need to say and get those words out diplomatically, right? Diplomatically, with as much love as you can muster in any conversations that you need to have today. So that is something that is positive, I think, in even as positive perhaps to make the Uranus square more minor in its impact as well. Now, the major aspect going on for the day, and each day this week, pretty much except Wednesday and Friday, there's at least one major sort of aspect going on. And today's is a Sun trine Pluto. So first, the Sun. Remember, the Sun is the bright light of our solar system. It holds our personality. It holds our ego. It holds our life force, right? Our reason for being is encapsulated within the Sun. And wherever the Sun is placed in your human design or in your astrology or in your gene keys, it really gives you this idea of what am I here for, right? Who am I here to be? And today, the Sun trine Pluto is taking us deeper into something and doing that. And it might be through an emotion, so a trigger point, a relationship. It could be something that an old belief pattern that you've held that's, you know, something that you need to, you know, be asking the questions. Is this true? Is this correct? Is this right? Is this really true? Is this for me? Is this an illusion? All these kinds of questions come up because going deep into something right now is rewarding. It's like going into if you've ever done a shamanic journey, you go into the underworld and you meet up with a power animal, perhaps, or you meet up with someone from your past or some spiritual leader or spiritual warrior who gives you a gift and you come back with the gift. That's kind of what today is, going deep into your own psychosis, if that's what you need to go into, your old belief patterns, whatever it is that you go deep into. It can be a rewarding experience, even if it's not particularly comfortable. It is time to be resourceful. Pluto in Capricorn wants us to be sustainable, right? It's creating a pathway forward for us into sustainability. It is exposing all of those planets. Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto have been on a long-term transit of exposing the unsustainable in our societies, in our existence here on the planet, and treating us to a dose of wake up, right? Get the coffee. Get your coffee, drink some coffee and wake up and see what you're doing to the planet, to yourselves, to each other, and do something about it would be the next part of that, right? So it is a time for us to be taking a look at what is not sustainable in our lives. And then having the courage of the Lion, Moon in Leo, to take and act accordingly. And the Sun in Virgo, doing this in a way that's very step by step, in a very planned and executed in a very step by step fashion. It is time for us to draw our power from within. It is about regeneration, and what's harmful and not supportive must go, right? If it doesn't really fulfill you, if it doesn't really hold space in your heart, something that you truly believe in, then it's time to let it go, including old beliefs that you have about yourself, about who you are, about what you can do, about what job you must hold, about what path you must take. All of this, time to go. The Sun and this trine, by the way, a trine is a smooth flow of energy. And it means a 120 degree relationship between the Sun and Pluto. The Sun in the sign of Virgo, an earth sign. Pluto in the sign of Capricorn, also earth. And trines are made up of planets that are in the sign of the same quality that they're in. So, or they're in the same element. So both planets in earth, so they have a favorable connection to one another. All right, today's seven, planting in our Pleiadian earth energy. Planting is the energy of Khan in the Mayan calendar, which represented a little seed, like a little kernel of corn, which represented life to the Maya. And it is about the energy of planting what comes next. It has a bit of a lucky feel to it. And the seven energy, of course, brings us to that halfway point, right? We are halfway between the new beginning and the initiation that occurred at one moving 7 days ago, and the ending, which comes at next week, 13, I think it's next Monday, actually, and the completion or the readiness for ascension to the next level in our spiral of consciousness. And so what we have today is that merging energy, where what's hanging in the balance, we're hanging in the balance, right? We're right at that tipping point. We're at the gateway between dimensions, the gateway between realities. And are we going to move forward into a new reality, or are we going to stay caught up in the past? The question is, are we willing to evolve, right? Evolve, evolution. And we're being asked to decipher hidden truths. There's always something hidden in the things that are happening in our lives. What is the hidden truth, the jewel? What's there that we maybe don't see on the surface, but if we just dig a little bit, we might be able to see. It is a very mystical placement. The seven is a mystical number. It shows us all our misconceptions. It shows us all of our illusions, all of the assumptions that we've made, and whether or not they stand the test of time, whether they stand the test of truth, the light of truth. So the seven, extremely mystical. But you also have to choose to go there, right? You have to choose to be able to look into that in a deeper way. It doesn't just happen without your consent. You really have to choose how it is that you're going to engage this energy. You choose consciously, right? So that we can evolve and move ahead and move forward. Planting energy, Khan, as I said, is positive, lucky, and creative. It sort of seamlessly fits with that Leo energy of the moon today. It is the potential for a new beginning, the kernel, right? The little seedling, the little seed, it's not even germinated yet. It's just the seed, the potential for a new beginning, but it requires follow through on our part. Here we have that message again. If you don't choose, it won't go, right? You have to choose what's happening here. It requires our follow through and our sharing with one another, and it brings out our sharing of our ideas and making your difference in the world, right? So planting the seed of your own creativity, planting the seed of your own contribution to the planet, and how it is that you want to make a difference. Literally, that is all I have for today. I'm surprised because I thought there would be a lot, but unfortunately, or fortunately for us, there isn't a terrible amount to go through. So I am going to take a look over here at people in the chat and see what's going on. JLo, thank you for the reminder. She says, please take a moment and hit the like button or the thumbs up button, excuse me, and show some love for the knowledge. Thank you very much. Sylvester says 1111. JLo, prayer fingers, prayer hands, what you call this, thankfulness, gratitude. Courtney, good morning. Sylvester says, sending love and positive vibes. Andy girl, hello to you. Camilla, hello. She says, every morning, everybody, a bit late today, but glad to be here. And Camilla says, is it only me, or has anyone else also been feeling so sleepy and tired lately? I don't think it's just you. I think there's a lot of people out there. Kamal, good morning. And Leslie says, good morning. All just jumped on. It's great to see you, Leslie. Great to see all of you out there this morning. Sylvester says, exactly. I've been fighting my past all this weekend. I chose to stick to my path of learning and growing. I'm grateful for your words. Thank you so much. JLo says, yes, Camilla, I'm kind of like on the opposite side. Weirdly, I am up when I should sleep, but sleep when I should be up. Oh gosh. When you look at the shows and things on TV and, you know, how art imitates life, right? That to me, that's all about art imitating life. You see shows that like Stranger Things, where they were in the Upside Down. And I was telling my husband yesterday, we had a difficult weekend here, family-wise. It was just very hard. And I felt like the world is just upside down. Like everything is topsy-turvy. Nothing makes sense. And you know, it almost makes you feel pessimistic instead of optimistic. And I'm ever the optimist, but even I sometimes can get caught up in this crazy world. And literally, all I want to do is just set it back to rights. I want to make it all pretty again. I want to make it all make sense. And there's something to say about the not making sense, right? It sometimes causes you to let go of your old thinking, right? Any places where you've been caught up in this is how it is, this is how it should be, and that's all I can think of, and that's all there is to it. Times like these really shake that out of us, right? Where it's just not the same. It's all upside down. And with that then comes opportunity, though. You just don't always see it in the moment, but it's there. And there was something else I was going to say about that. Sometimes I think it pushes us to let go of the psychosis. Remember, long term, Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter at one point was there, probably will be there again. We're at the gate 61, the gate of psychosis, where we were blinded by the world, right? We're blinded by fear, we're blinded by hatred. We're blinded by our opinions. We're blinded by things that we keep trying to make happen that just, you know, need to have happen in a new way. So there's a lot of, you know, the more intense things shake you up, the more likely you're willing to let go of the old, right? Surrender, trusting in the universe that all is happening in its right and perfect way, in the right and perfect timing. It's only our limited human viewpoint sometimes that makes it into something that it isn't. So I say we just have to go with the flow, be there in the moment. And sometimes it's much more difficult to do that than it is at other times. It's just the way of the world. It's in the upside down. I was driving yesterday to my daughter's house and I thought, you know, did we go through a pole shift? Because the world to me looks so weird, not only because of the things that are happening in the world, devastating fires and hurricanes, like somehow I heard five of them were going to be in the oceans this week. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the world to me looks apocalyptic. If I could show you out my bedroom window, let's see if I could do that. That's the scene, right? And that's not fog. That's not just fog. That is smoke, right? That is the result of fire and smoke. You can't even see. The water is right there. I haven't seen the water in days because it's just so shrouded, which brings up, you know, scenes from movies like The Fog, or The Mist, you know, where it's like, what's out there in the fog? What's out there in the mist? You know, what monsters lie out there? It triggers all of our baser fears and our shadows, and just the way of the world right now. I'm just checking ACES giving me a message here, and I just lost it. Courtney Menard is asking if a new moon more powerful if it falls on your natal moon. Oh, hell yes. Oh, yes. And my daughter's just telling me two deers just crossed in front of her on Highway 20. Not sure where she's headed, but Highway 20 is a main thoroughfare. Deer on the highway, that's not good because that can cause accidents. But even the deer are confused. Like they can't see their environment. Got to be weird for all the animals. Anyway, Courtney's question. Yes. A new moon on your own moon is tantamount to a whole new beginning. That happens only once every 29 and a half years, 28 and a half to 29 years. So when it happens, it's memorable. And it has to be on the same degree as your sun, though, or as your moon. But even having it right around there signals that this is likely a time period that's going to have some kind of new beginning in the possibility of it. So being, you know, taking a look at your charts, what house is that? because that's likely the house you're looking at for something new to occur. It's a timing marker, by the way. So the moon in our chart, when it comes back to the position it was when you were born, or the new moon happening or a full moon happening across the same degree, it's a timepiece, right? It clicks away and it tells you where you are in a cycle. So where are you in a cycle, right? And I didn't even look up the new moon information, so I have no idea what degree it's at. It's going to be later in Virgo because, let me see if I have it in here. No, yeah, no, yes,
yes, no, I don't know.
Let's see here. Oh, yes, I do. It will be at 25 degrees of Virgo, 25 degrees and 1 minute of Virgo. So take a look, Courtney, at your chart and see what degree your moon is at. That will tell you how close this is for you. There was something else I wanted to say in the process of that. It is a powerful new moon. It's the first new moon super moon, so it will have a lot of oomph to it. So that might make things that are beginning in your life, Courtney, a little more powerful, more strong. And it's always auspicious. It's not a bad thing to have new beginnings, but sometimes those new beginnings come at a cost of you needing to let go of what came prior. So there we have that. And wow, that is a powerful new moon. T-squares, sesquiquadrates, inconjuncts, so there may be some challenges to get through to your new beginning. Debbie Tibbetts is asking how Sadie is. She's not on my bed this morning, but she's doing better. She was severely dehydrated, and we've been struggling with this with her kidney disease. And so when I took her, she was at the vet twice this weekend, once to get fluid, subcutaneous fluid, and just evaluate where she is in the grand scheme of things. And then yesterday, bless her heart, for enemas, because that's what was happening. She got all clogged up. So we have a new regimen to put her through, and hopefully that helps her to keep her fluid levels balanced and keep her from having to go through that. It was amazing when we got her back from the vet last night. Her eyes were bright. She looked like she had life back in her. So it's amazing how fluids, you know, the idea of being dehydrated. And at some point we may have to be taking her in for weekly kind of subcutaneous fluids, or they'll have to teach me how to do it. But she's doing good this morning. She looked at me this morning like, are you going to give me more medicine? but she was meowing and back to her, you know, more lively self and feeling a whole lot better. You can just tell. So any other questions for you guys, for me? And I'm going to do some cards, I think, for the week. What might support us this week? I think we need an angel and a seven energies. And let's do that. And then why can I never get that deck out? Let's pull a seven energies card. This is Oracle of the Seven Energies by Colette Baron Reed. I should never have taken my camera off of here because it's just weird now. So the seven energies, you can't even see that. Whatever. Let's see what we get from this deck. The rose's kiss. Can you guys see it? Maybe you can see it and it's just showing me weirdness. But that's the rose's kiss. Maybe it's Zoom. I don't know. Anyway, so let me read that. It was card number 9. And the key concepts are joy, experiencing pleasure, deep satisfaction and enjoyment, desires acknowledged, 5 sensory reality. Take a deep breath, unless you're in the Pacific Northwest, that could be hazardous to your health. Can you allow your senses to awaken and connect with your innate desire to experience all life has to offer? Pleasure is part of life. Let yourself surrender to it today. Our modern times often present a false ideal of how we are meant to experience the world. Connections are lost and distorted by our over-reliance on technology. Just look around and see how few people actually maintain eye contact or engage in conversation. Instead of rapping away at a screen, pause and consider how you can make more intimate contact. Connecting with nature, enjoy the sensual pleasures and or being aware of the sensations of taste, touch, smell, sight, and sound, and how they may be important right now. How do your sheets feel? Can you reach out for and feel the heat and softness of your companion animal nestled beside you? Be present to another person, see them, and let yourself be seen. Your five senses are aching to be engaged right now. This is an invitation to get out of your head and into your body. You may be a spiritual and intelligent being, but right now the emphasis should be on having a sensory experience. This is a sacred part of this gift of life. By being present to the sensual world, you invite an even deeper spiritual experience. Amazing, isn't it? Perhaps it really is time to stop and kiss the roses. It's an interesting thought. The petals of the rose itself, perhaps, right? And let's do an angel card. This is from the angel deck, the Angel Guide Oracle by Kyle Gray. And these are cards for the week. And we've had this card before. It's like we get this pattern, right? The Mother, Father, God card, and then expect miracles. Expect miracles card. And that is, that's a great card. We've had this one. Expect miracles. The message is miracles occur naturally. They are always ready to unfold. Your angels are encouraging you to prepare yourself for them now. A miracle doesn't have to be an extravagant change in circumstances. It can be a simple shift of energy that creates a wave of love in your life. If you need something positive to happen, or you are praying hard for something, this card brings you the message that something exciting and healing is about to unfold. In order to help this along, you are being guided by your angels to recognize and honor your own worth. Realize that you are absolutely worthy of miracles, and they will unfold in your life. Your entire life has been brought together by miracles. They are happening all the time, and the miracle that you need isn't a difficult one, because in the hands of the divine, anything is possible. Place yourself in a golden light. Remember that the light of God is within you, right there in the heart of your being, your soul. Good things can happen for you, but in order to manifest something wonderful in your life, you have to believe that it is possible. You could be seeing the miracle you need as impossible or even as too big for you to achieve. Ultimately, this is exactly what is blocking it from happening, so change it now. Your angel guide is inviting you to open your mind and heart and see what you need being delivered to you. Feel that it is already in your life. Feel grateful for all your blessings, and you will allow the miracles you deserve to unfold. Great card. Expect miracles. All right, I saw Asa pop up here. So what happened here? Ursula asking, what happens when a natal trine lays on top of a transiting trine? I have one word for you, or one phrase. Expecting miracles. Trines on trines can make things very easy, right? Where blessings just seem to flow, or wherever, whatever the energy is of the trine just seems to flow. But it can also present you with an opportunity for greatness. And the only thing that separates a trine, or a trine of being good energy from being great energy, is the willingness of the person experiencing the trine to step outside of the normal boundaries that they put around themselves. And you know, how much extra oomph do you want to put into something? Because if you go that little extra step or take that extra mile, then things happen in an outstanding way rather than just good, right? So expect miracles, live and breathe miracles, and miracles can happen. So I think that's what that might be. And if it's a fire trine, which I suspect, is it a fire trine for you right now? An earth trine. Let me look at the trines in the, well, there could be fire. There's trines to earth. So Not sure which ones that is for you. There's also another fire trine there. So I think it might mean good stuff for you, Ursula. So expect the best, right? Debbie Tibbetts is at, oh, sorry, I already answered that one. Sadie is good. So, okay. Any other questions? Making sure I got all the questions before I went on. Oh yeah, I was going to do a dog pack card. I'm loving these little critters, right? My youngest daughter stayed with me for a couple of days this weekend, and that meant I had Loki. He is a dog that if you remember when I was doing the show, when I lived in the other house, I was able to have a dog, and Loki spent 2 to 4 days a week with me. And when I moved to this house, I couldn't have a dog. I could have my cat, but not a dog. And so I lost out that dog energy. So these cards kind of bring it back. We had this card on Friday too. Beagle, loudmouth, right? Loudmouths. So let's see what that one means for us. What did I do with the dog? Well, oh, it's right there. Blind and can't see. Okay, so Beagle. It says you have the gift of gab right now. You are a communicator and love to share your point of view. Be aware that some people may consider you a loudmouth. You are so passionate about your beliefs that at times the volume gets high and you don't know when to stop talking. It's hard to listen when you are doing all of the talking. Ask yourself if there are times when you need to quiet your howl. Beagle's advice says, but there's so much people need to know. Well, Beagle. I think I told you the other day when we got this card, there's a couple that live down the street and they have beagles. They're loud, right? And when they get to barking, they're like howling. They're not just like little yappers. J-Lo wants to know, what if it's squares instead of trines? Well, those are challenges. I always think of squares as challenges that bring opportunities for growth, opportunities for you to make change. If you are not willing to make a change, often a square comes along and pushes that into your, pushes through your resistance to the change, and can throw up those blocks or show you exactly where it is you're in resistance to doing what needs to be done. And they're not always comfortable. She has a Pluto square coming up. Definitely not comfortable, right? But if you are open-minded and open-hearted, and if you know Pluto's in Capricorn, and what's it squaring? What's squaring Pluto in your natal chart? What's coming up there? And because I can't think of your chart right off the top. I know you are a Taurus. So there might be, that would be a trine between that energy and the energy of Capricorn. So whatever the square is, look at the houses. That's going to be the area of your life where you're challenged a bit. There's going to be two areas of your life that you're challenged, right? Because a square is 90 degrees. You can't have it just in one house. There's two things going on there. One from one house, triggered from one house, and the other triggered in the other house. So if you can quickly tell me what's squared. So like, for instance, the chart I'm looking at, that is the chart of the day. The Pluto is in the fourth house. So home and family challenged by what, right? Deciding what that's going to be. Let me see if that just came up. A moon square Pluto. That's probably emotional. That may be you having to let go of something. As a mother, maybe one of your kids moving out, a change in the cycle or the timing of the family, not necessarily a bad thing either. Usually it's not. It can just be a very powerful transition that's happening, or a powerful transformation that's afoot, right? So, and is that looking like it's something longer term, or is that just in effect today? Because if it's just for today with the moon in a square, then it's temporary, right? There could be some powerful movement going on, but the moon moves quickly and is not necessarily a catalyst like Mars. Mars catalyzes change or action. Moon might catalyze more of the emotions that you have around something that you have to be empowered to say, empowered to do, empowered to go. So just being aware of that. And, you know, this week, not only is the sun trine Pluto, but we also have Mercury squaring Pluto as we go into later in the week. So Pluto's in our faces, right? It's in our vision right now. So we have Pluto energy, the energy of change and transformation and upsets and upheavals. It's right there, right? Okay. And South Node, squaring the South Node. What do you have to let go? What are you still trying to do from the past that you need to let go of and move forward? What are you still holding on to? Where are you hesitant to head into the direction of the North Node? That may be what that's about for you. So, North Node. All right, guys, that is it for me today. I will see you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., and we will probably start chatting about the new moon, about the seasonal change. Tomorrow, we also have the change, I believe, going on in the human design chart. So we'll talk about that as well. Everybody have a great day. I'll see you then.